Om Shanti. Today's topic is pricks of conscience. So we always talk about conscious mind and conscience, but usually many people cannot differentiate it. They think that both words are one and the same, but both words are different. They have different meaning. We always talk about the body consciousness and soul consciousness, subconscious mind, and what is conscious? Conscious means to awake or aware about the things surrounding. When we are body conscious, means we are awakened or are aware of our body. And when we are soul conscious, means we are aware of the qualities of the soul and we try to stable in it. So that is conscious. And conscience means the inner voice, what our moral understanding. So what is the soul actually is having the seven original qualities, and because of that qualities, no matter how many vices are there, we are under the influence of the vices, we are committing wrong works and deeds, even though because of that original seven qualities, our conscience means our inner voice is constantly knocking our door. It is constantly telling us that you have to do this and this, you have to do this, you should not have to do this is the wrong thing. So what is conscience? Conscience means the understanding of the discerning power of the intellect. So what is right and what is wrong? Albert Einstein defined conscience as, it tells you the difference between right and wrong. So when we talk about the intellect, it is one of the faculty of the soul. What is the work of the intellect? It is to, first it discerns and then it takes the decision. So it has two works. So the discerning power means the conscience, what is right and what is wrong. So, pricks of conscience is a English idiom actually, and the conscience, how does the conscience meet? So, the first thing is ethics, second is morals, and third is values. So, ethics means the generally accepted state of moral principles. And moral means, moral describes what is wrong and right, what is good and what is bad. And the third one is values. Values means the right conduct and living a good life. So what happens? Wherever we are residing, so everywhere there is different kind of people. Everybody has the different family background, different religion background, different society background. So everyone's conscience level is also different. Some of the principles are one and the same, but some are different. Because just as it is said in Jain religion that you should not harm anyone. You should not cause any harm to anyone. But in some other thing that for the sake of religion, they immediately they kill the people for the sake of religion. That time their conscience allows them to do that because they have that kind of set of mind, so they don't feel anything wrong in it. So, for the sake of religion, so they don't feel that is wrong because they got the same surrounding. They have the same set of mind. They think that this is only the right. We don't get any. There will not be any kind of bad action or all. On the contrary, they say, if we do like this, they will get the inheritance of the heaven. So everybody's conscience level is also different. Just like what is conscience? When we can take the proper decision, when our mind is calm and our concepts are very clear, then only we can take the right decisions. Just as if I am wearing a gold ring studded with a diamond, and if there is water flowing, and the water is also very dirty, and if my ring falls in that water, I cannot search it because the water is flowing and that is dirty. But if the water is steady, then I can try it. But even though the water is dirty, it will be difficult to find or search my ring. So in the same way, if there is so many negative and wrong, negative wastage in my mind going on, then that time I cannot discern properly. I cannot think that what is right, what is wrong. I cannot decide it. So today's topic is pricks of conscience. So I will narrate one story. Once there was a kingdom, and in that kingdom, the king was sitting on his throne, and four people were produced before him. So one of them is Brahmin, means priest. Second one is the warrior, means the Kshatriya. Third one is the Vaishya, that is businessman, and fourth one is the Shudra. So it is then the king asked, what happened, why they are produced before me? Then the person told him, the minister told him that all of them stole some diamonds from the king's palace. So he said, okay, then they must be punished. Then the king said, king announced the punishment for them, that the one is Brahmin, the priest. He said that just go and announce in the city that this is the priest and this priest has stolen the diamonds from the king's palace. And for the warrior, the king said that give him 10 hunters and announce it that he is the warrior and he has stolen the diamonds from the king's palace. The third one is the businessman, Vaishya. He said that give him 100 hunters and announce it that he has stolen, being a reputed person, he has stolen the diamonds from the king's palace. And the fourth one is the Shudra. He said that take a tar and just paint him with the tar, make him sit on the donkey and take a round of the city. So four of them. So what was the reaction of it? The moment the priest heard that he has been punished and he will be announced in the city that he has stolen the diamonds from the king's palace, he felt so much bad, so much guilty, and he immediately committed suicide. And then the warrior was there. He felt so much guilty and he left the kingdom. And he went somewhere else. Then the third one, the Vaishya, was there. When he listened this punishment, he immediately left the city. And the Shudra was there. What happened? When he was painted with the tar, and also the people were throwing the mud and cow dung on him. When he was when he was taking a round, so he was so much insulted by the people as he has stolen the diamonds from the king's palace especially. So what happened, while taking the round, he also passed through his house. So what he saw his wife, he sent his wife that just make the water hot, I will just take a round and take the bath. So means his conscience was not by it, actually he pricked, and he was shameless he was. So, because of their categories, everyone's conscious level was different. So, everyone's reaction was also was different. So, this is the pricks of conscience. Pricks of conscience means the guilty feeling. So, when we feel, whatever morals, whatever values we adopted, whatever knowledge we have, and we have to act accordingly it. And if we don't follow that thing, then what happens? Our conscience immediately pricks. So when our conscience does not prick, just like we say that that person's who was Shudra, his conscience didn't prick him. He was taken it very lightly. So when it does not get pricked, sorry, first I want to tell one thing. There is one poem, "When My Conscience Horribly Pricked." In that poem, the poet say that the poet was very much fond of eating the sweets, the lollies and chocolates and the chewing gum and all. So he has been right from his childhood. He was keep on eating that lollies, chocolates and chewing gums, knowingly that it will cause damage to his teeth. It will cause damage to his gums and all. But he was so much crazy for that, and he keep on eating. Even though he was when he was 18, he sees that no, this is very sticky and it is somewhat it is started damaging his teeth and all. But still he continues to eat that sweet. And what happens one day? What happened? His whole teeth decayed and his gums had so much problem. When finally he saw that in the mirror that his teeth has decayed and now he is unable to eat anything. That time he was horribly shocked, and now this I can never eat anything and never eat the sweets and anything what I want to eat. So he said, so he wrote the poem that "When My Conscience Horribly Pricked." So that time his conscience pricked him that because of your negligence, because of you yourself, because of your stickiness or your craziness, you have to see this day today. So then he said that I was horribly pricked because I myself was the reason, or I was responsible for my degradation. So when the conscience does not get pricked, why this this poet also was not was conscience was not pricked, knowing he was having the knowledge, but still his conscience was not pricked. Why? The first thing is negligence. Our conscience is there because is there. He is constantly knocking the door that you should not do this, you should not do this. Even if in our knowledge also, Baba has given so much knowledge. Every day Baba is saying that your drishti vritti should be very pure. You should not do like this. You should behave very nicely with all. You should be very sweet. So knowing all these things, but when we come in the karma field, so what happened? We feel, we'll forget everything. Or even though, if I am angry with someone and I am shouting that time also it comes in my mind, I should not shout on that person. But while shouting, I feel somewhere that is a satisfaction that I am also something and I am telling this person something. So that time we neglect our conscience. And then second thing is habit. Just like if I am a diabetic patient, then I should not eat the sweets, or I have to control my diet. But as I am crazy of sweets, or I am very much foodie, then I keep on eating. And because of that habit, I know the what are the consequences of eating the sweets or eating lot of things. The consequences will be, there will be kidney failure, there will be heart failure. So many things will be happen. But even though, because of my habit, because of my sanskars, I did not pay attention on it. While eating, I think that no, this time I will eat and next time I will not eat. But when the other time, next time when the sweets will come, I immediately eat and think that this time I will eat and this next time I will not eat it. So I think probably this thing happened in everyone's life. When what we should not have to eat it. We think that this time I will eat, I will just this much only, and then next time I will not eat. But the same thing we repeat because it becomes a habit. Then slavery of senses. When we become the slave of our senses, we don't have control over the senses, then the thing happens. Just like here many times the example has given that the many bad things comes in the computer or the in this mobile phones. So when we watch one clip, we will think it's okay. When we watch it and then we think that okay, I should see the next clip, next day. We don't know how much time the we pass in it. And then you say, oh, it is 1 hour past and I am watching the same these clips. So at that time we become the slave of our senses. Now, fourth thing is vested interest on selfish motive. If we have something to acquire something, or if we have want to do our work, what we do for that vested interest or selfish motive? Vested interest and selfish motive, we do wrong things. Our conscience is saying that this is not fair. People takes the bribe, you know. So what they do? Their conscience tells them that you should not take bribe. But because the person who gives bribe, he want to fulfill his motive. He want to get his work done. Though it is wrong, he want to get his work done. So he gives the bribe. And the person who accept the bribe, that time also he want to wanted to some luxury. He wanted to purchase some more nice things. So he also takes that bribe. So because of wasted interest and selfish motive, the people do wrong actions. And then influence of others. If I am very much influenced by some person, I like that person, sometimes I am attached with that person, and when that person asks me to do something wrong, that time I know that this is not fair, this is not good, this is wrong. My conscience is constantly pricking and constantly knocking my door that he should not do. But because of his influence, I do this, do that wrong work. And then because of bias, where there is favoritism, see, two persons are there and one is my favorable person and one is not. Then what happens if the things, if they both of them had fight or quarrel? Then what happens? I will take this person's side. No, I know that this person is right, but because he is not in my favor, or I have some animosity with that person, I immediately take this other person's favor and I talk about from his side and give him judgment. So bias. And then helplessness. Sometimes the circumstances comes in our life of that in such a way that that time we become helpless, and so we have to give the give wrong decisions also. Such as in Mahabharata we say that Bhishma, Pitamaha and Karna, they know what is good and what is bad, but still as they were under Duryodhana and the Kauravas, they say that we know what is good, what is bad, but the Pandavas are always right, but we cannot give decision or we cannot help them because we are helpless. We are eating their salt and so we are helpless. We have to take their side only, knowing that such anarchy is going on, still we have to take their side and we have to support them. So this is helplessness. So these are the seven things when our conscience does get pricks, but we don't pay attention towards it. The next one is when our conscience gets prick. So when we realize, so that time our conscience gets pricks. Realization is the main thing. And second is the repentance. When my conscience gets pricks, then what I do? I repent. There is lot of repentance, but I feel first regret and then repent. But we know that repentance on the one side it is okay and on the one side it is not okay. Why it is okay and not okay? When we repent, then what happens? When we repent, the earlier time has gone and we cannot repair the earlier things. What wrong I committed, I cannot repair it. But the good thing is that when I once I repent, then I can be cautious for the next time and I can do my other actions good. And next is, when my conscience pricks, that time I am unable to face people, because if I committed something wrong, my mind, my conscience is breaking inside so much, and if the things is revealed before the other people, I cannot face them. So the things necessary so that our conscience should not prick, what should I do? First, I had to listen the inner voice. My conscience is constantly telling me, so I had to listen. Whenever I had to do any action or I have to speak something or I had to think, even though before that I had to listen the voice of my conscience. It is the slogan in our institution that think before you think. Why it is said? Because while thinking also we say it is a natural process and we don't have control. But if we keep attention over our thinking also, and our conscience is there, it is behind a curtain and it is always thinking that you should not think so. When we think about negative about some person, immediately it comes in my mind that, oh, I should not think negative. Baba has taught me like this. Whatever the people are doing, I have to keep only good wishes for that person. But even though it is knocking our door, but I have so much animosity or envy for that person, I neglect the voice of my conscience. I let go it and I keep on thinking negatively for that person. So I had to first listen the inner voice and then obey our conscience. Whatever my conscience is telling me, I had to obey it. Because if I will obey my conscience, my actions will be good. And then next thing, say no where it is necessary. As we earlier discussed that when I am under the influence of some person, I immediately follow him. Whether it is wrong, whatever it is. Knowing that it is wrong, still I obey it. But if I am not, though when I am influenced by others, but that time my conscience when is telling this is, I should not do this, so I should not do this. Again, just like, you know, people give very nice example here. When we go to VIPs for service, they offer us things to eat. But what is our Srimad said? Srimad said you should not eat this from the outside people. And then they give us many excuses. People give many excuses. No, we prepared it. We prepared it very good feelings. We have very very much respect for you. We have prepared for you only with full of purity and all. We did not put any onion garlic in it. So they think they say us many things. They make us allure for that food. And if we say that no, they are VIPs, VVIPs, and if I don't eat, they will not come in Baba's house. What will happen? I will just meditate and say Baba, that is, Baba will make it pure and I will consume it. No? Once Dadi Prakashmani's instance also has been related here, so you may remember it. So if I come under the influence, then I will eat. But what is Baba Srimad? What Baba told me? That no means no. So that time my conscience tell me that no, this is not Srimad and I should not do this. So that time I should strictly listen my inner voice and I should not eat that food. No matter whether the VIPs get angry or he may come or he may not come, we don't mind. We should not mind it. Because Baba tell whose fortune is there, he will definitely come. If it is not in his fortune, he will not come. So that time we should stick to our principles. And then awareness of time. So this thing is very much applicable to we Brahmins, because now this is the time is about to end. It is very short time. And Baba keep on telling, nowadays Avyakta Baba Murli, we don't eat that, we don't listen that much. But in Sakar Murli, for this 2-3 days Murlis, we know how much, how strict that Murlis are. And how much dharna points are there. Baba is telling us to imbibe all these things in our life. And now if this time, when we are completely aware of the time, that this is the end time, we don't know what will happen in the next day or one day. even though we neglect our conscience and we should not pay attention over our conscience, then what will happen? Then the time will come, this time will end, and the time will come when we have to repent. So we should have the awareness of time. And then confession. Confession is very nice thing. It is very much discussed in Christianity. And even in Baba said, if you commit anything wrong, if you commit any sin, then come to Baba. Clearly tell it Baba, repent it, and Baba will give you excuse, or Baba will forgive it. So, does Baba forgive us? How? Baba says. No, whatever wrong deeds we did, we get its punishment, definitely. But the experience of that punishment will be less. That is Baba's forgiveness, actually. Because once the action is done, you must get its fruit. There is no excuse. But the what we have to experience, that the punishment will be experienced, the experience will be less, actually. Just like a small child is there, if he has to lift the 5 kg weight, it will be difficult for him. But if the elderly person, he has to lift the 5 kg weight, it will be easy. The weight is the same, but it depends on the capacity. So in the same way, Baba forgive us means Baba gives us the power that we should not to commit that sin or repeat that sin again. And the second thing is, we will experience that punishment less. So confession is also a thing. Next is my pledge with God. So I should always remember what I what pledges or promises I made with the God. If that I remember all these things, then I will not commit anything wrong. And then it's have clean and clear intellect and connection with the Father. If I have connection with my Father, with very clean and clear, then my concepts will be very clear and I will not do wrong things. Because I have that power. Because when I get influence of my senses or my samskars also, then I will not do, knowing that this thing is wrong or right, this thing is wrong, then I will not be able to do that thing. But when I am clear and with the Father, and my conscience is very, I have full connection with the Father, I will get that strength in me, and I can listen to my conscience and I will do good actions. And then, sometimes this thing happen that I have some dilemma in my life. I don't understand what to do or what not to do. My conscience is also not clear that time because the circumstances is like that only. So what time that I should do? I should take the advice of the seniors in whom I have faith, and then they will give me decision, and then I can do right things. So these are some points, and how to develop our conscience. First thing is rational thinking. So what is rational thinking? How would it make me feel treating others as you would like to be treated in the golden rule of humanity? What I want, what I feel that people should behave with me, in the same manner I should behave with the people. And second is the emotional awareness. What is emotional awareness? Compare with the values. When the people talk about the values and any of the moral things, then watch what exactly they say and what exactly they do. You know, in our Gyan, most of the time, we talk about many nice things because the Baba's knowledge is very divine and elevated. But how much practical we are in following that knowledge. So we can, this is the emotional awareness. So if person is completely unaware of what is right and wrong, so he should think that, he should first listen what the people are saying. If their teachings are very nice, But if they are not practically doing that much well, so he can verify it, that the teachings, what they are teaching is very nice, and I should act accordingly. So because of with that also, we can develop our conscience. And third thing is practice. It is said that practice makes man perfect. So when I practice good things, it will definitely help me, and it will become the habit or then and then the sanskars of me. So this is the fix of conscience. Om Shanti.